All right. Keith Beaumont from the Sun Group is on the line with us. How are you today, my friend?
Good. How are you this morning?
It's Friday. It's before the 4th of July weekend. I guess I'm doing as well as anybody else is. Looking forward to it.
Me too. Got all the fireworks bought up and ready to go.
There you go. So what you got for us today, sir?
Well, I'll talk about a few listings, go into some auctions, and kind of leave it at that today. Got a new listing in the Odishe. It's a very nice home. It's been well cared for. This home was built in 1996. It's a 3-bedroom, 2-bath. It's got a nice, spacious living room, dining room. It's got all hardwood flooring throughout the house. Has a nice 3-car attached garage that's also got heating and air in it. There's a nice breezeway that attaches the house and garage. Got a nice 40-by-80 metal shop. This sets just a couple miles just outside of Neodiche and sits on 16 acres. And it's one of those little places that a lot of folks are looking for. Nice house on small acreage. So that one's for sure must see. Some of that's fenced in. They have a couple horses they keep out there on it. Got a nice large pond on it, little animal shelter. So again, that thing's just ready to be moved into. It's all ready to go. So if you have any questions about that, for sure get a hold of me. We have another one that I'll be getting listed today and getting it online. It's 60 acres, and that's just south of Eureka, about 5 miles. And it's got a manufactured home on it, and it's a newer one. I think it's 2017, I believe. But all like I said, I'll get more information on that and some photos and stuff online today. So still got that land down in the Sedan area, Sedan Peru area, the 253 acres, a couple nice ponds, oaks, blackjacks, just a real pretty place, good place to hunt, to build. Even they ran cattle on it, deer hunted on it. There's a little oil production on that one. So still got that one available. And like I said, we got that new one coming up here in Eureka. So that's kind of what's going on there. Got some other things, too, that'll be coming up. But we'll talk about them when we get there and get them ready. So as you know, we had an auction last weekend in Howard. Everything went really good there. We was able to beat the heat. It was a nice little auction. We had it done by, I think, 12:30, so we got out of there pretty quick before everyone got too hot. It was a little sticky. We did have some shade, but the important thing is we got out of there before it got 105. So, anyways, everything went good there. I've been talking about that one a lot, so I just wanted to touch base on him. The next one I'm going to talk about is the one I mentioned last week, too. This is an auction that we got coming up in Longton, and this is going to be a rather large auction. And I doubt we're going to get it done in 2.5 hours, but we're going to try. But there's a lot of stuff there, guys. There's a JCB 185 Series 3 skid steer. It's real nice, been taken care of. Check that thing out. There's a Batman S626 rough terrain crane. Very large crane, even has the basket for someone to get into and take you up or down, whichever way you want to go. I wouldn't dare get in it, but anyways, we have that with it too. But real nice crane. There's a nice forklift that's going to be in the auction, and it's a Hayster S30 XL forklift, a triple crown side shifter, and it's ran on propane, real nice little forklift. We used it a lot getting things out of the grocery store that I'll talk about some of those items in a second, but we used it to get the coolers and stuff like that out, and so it's super handy, good running little machine. There's one of those floor mops that you would set in and drive and mop the floors of a concrete floors. We're going to have that in there. We got a John Deere 10-row planter that'll be in there. Real nice, again, in good condition. There's going to be a 2003 Ford F-250 4x4 6.0 diesel. It's got around 189,000 miles on it. That's going to be in there. We got a couple trailers in there. A 20x7 gooseneck flatbed trailer with a Ramsey winch on it. Now, there's not a floor in that trailer, but everything else looks real good on it. Just needs a floor put in it. We're going to have that there. It's a gooseneck. I don't know if I mentioned that. Let's see. We also got another trailer. It's a triple axle trailer, heavy-duty trailer. Have it in there. I know there's other few little smaller trailers that we'll have in there as well. We're going to have, there's going to be some welders, cutting torches. There's just a lot of little things, you know. Impact set, half-inch drive impact set. There's tire machines if someone needs those. We got three of those that's going to be in this auction, three tire machines. And we got a balancer. After you get your tire put back together, you can balance them out. We got that, air compressor. Got one of those stations for sandblasting, a little sandblasting table that you can look through it. Have that there. So on the grocery store items, some of the things that we've brought out of there is there's some big commercial deep freezers, refrigerators, some of the pop coolers, the display pop coolers that you can see through. We got those, you know, with the big glass on them. There's a few of those, actually. There's an ice cream display one where you kind of, it's short, but you look down through it. again, a lot of those kind of things, the coolers and whatnot. Commercial meat grinder, we got that. It's a Hobart commercial meat grinder, also a Hobart meat tenderizer. Again, all this stuff's commercial grade, guys. It was in the grocery store. Pizza oven, Lincoln pizza oven, that's going to be in there. Stainless steel tables that, you know, you'd use in a grocery store for cutting and cleaning and, you know, putting things on. Those are going to be, and I think there's a few of those, actually. There's a Pepsi and Coca-Cola metal racks to hold 2-liter pops on. Butchering knives that they used in there. The sink, the big stainless steel sink that's got the three dividers in it, that's going to be in there. A lot of shelving, and then just items that was in the grocery store, just a lot of different little things that they had in there. It was a small grocery store in Longton, here in Longton, Kansas, so it was a smaller grocery store, but they still got a lot of nice items that's in there, especially the meat stuff. Like I said, the slicer, the grinder, they got the Saran packaging dealer. It's got the heat, the little heat bar on it, so it melts it off to get it sealed better whenever you package meat. Got that in there. Big, large cutting board that's on a stainless steel table. Again, guys, just a lot of that kind of grocery store stuff that they used in there. All that stuff came out, and we'll be selling it. So kind of a it's a grocery store items and kind of a liquidation of that, but also we've got a lot of equipment and farm-related stuff, farm equipment. Trucks, trailers, like I said, there's going to be kind of an array of things there. So there's probably something for everybody, for sure. Anyways, check that out. And a good way to do that was you could get on our SunGroup Real Estate site, and that's just sungrouprealestate.com. Another way that you'll probably see even more pictures is you can go to my Facebook, Keith Belmont, Realtor/Auctioneer, Sun Group, Inc., INC. If you get on there, there's a lot of pictures of this upcoming auction. I can put a lot on there, so you can go through and see even more stuff than what I mentioned today. I just kind of briefly went through it and picked off some of the items, though, but there's a lot more stuff on there. So get on there and check it out. Also, you can pick up a sell bill. We've scattered them out around through different towns and places, but if you want to come by the office and grab one, that would be great, too. It's 431 North 6th Street in Fredonia, just right downtown on the square, west of the courthouse. You can also just give me a call. I can email one to you or figure out a way to get one to you if you want to sell Bill. My phone number is 316-680-5131. If you have any questions over anything that I went over, or if you want to see something, we're going to be out there this week, this upcoming week, getting this auction ready. There's a lot to get ready, so we'll be there probably a couple days before the auction, or even especially the day before is even better, because we'll have that much more stuff out. So if you just want to stop by the location, and I don't think I give that. The location's 206 West 5th Street in Longton, and that's pretty easy to find. You'll turn right there at the gas station, go down Kansas Avenue, which is kind of the main street there in Longton. After you get past the cafe and the old grocery store, you're going to hang a right, and you're going to go down a couple blocks, and you'll see the auction. So easy to get to. And, again, if you want to come out beforehand and look around maybe the day before or something, that would be great. And you can look and see kind of the things that we're going to have. If not, we're going to start that again this next upcoming Saturday. That's July the 9th. We're going to start it at 9 o'clock in the morning. So, again, we'll see you there or before. But, again, if you got questions or something, just give me a call. Again, my phone number is 316-680-5131. And I think that got me for today, guys. We got a lot of upcoming auctions, so I'm going to be talking a lot about those. It's that time of the year, and we've got several of them in front of us. So, and if someone's interested in or thinking about having an auction or maybe for either real estate or in personal property, give me a call. We can talk about it. Or maybe if you got something you want to list and just to list traditionally, let me know on that too.
So, all right.
Give me a holler, and we will talk to you next week when it gets a little closer.
Yeah, all right, Keith. Keith Beaumont from the Sun Group here on the Mighty 690 KGGF, as usual. Laying things out in a crystal clear fashion so you know what to expect. Go to his website, find him on Facebook, give him a call on his cell phone. That's Keith Beaumont with the Sun Group here on A Small World on the Mighty 690 KGGF.